This week's parsha is the pasuk of Zekeli Laveyu. This is Hashem, and we're going to make him beautiful. Shaila is, how does one make Hashem beautiful? So the Gemara in Shabbos brings a brisa. Zekeli Laveyu, snow in front of the mitzvahs. You should make Hashem beautiful in mitzvahs. The brisa lists a few examples: the lulav not, esrog not. So the korach akira. And this is din of this halacha of hidur mitzvah. Is it an added mitzvah, a mitzvah by itself? Or is it part of every existing mitzvah? Meaning, let's take, for example, the mitzvah of Esrog. So when a person does the mitzvah of Esrog, he's making the mitzvah of Esrog. Do we say, when you take the Esrog, do we say that there's another mitzvah that you can halacha that you can mekayim of hidur mitzvah by taking a more beautiful one? Or do we say that no, that there's one mitzvah of Esrog? Now there's two ways you can mekayim that mitzvah of Esrog. Either on level B, which is less hidur, or you can do it on a higher level, level A, with more of a hidur. So the Brisker wrote, once in Gemara, and the Gemara in Shabbos. We all know that there's a din to be do a bris milah on the eighth day. And if the milah, if the eighth day falls out on Shabbos, the halacha is you do the milah even on Shabbos. So every part of a bris, there's two parts. There's parts of the bris that are ma'akiv, that you need to cut, and the part of the bris that you're, you know, that you that is an inyat to cut, it's more of a hider, but they're not ma'akiv. So the shayla and the halacha is, as long as someone's still in the middle of doing the milah, he could do even the part that's not ma'akiv. Shayla is why? Because doing a bris milah entails chilul Shabbos. So the halacha should be, you should only be allowed to do the part that's ma'akiv. The part that's just a hider, you should not be allowed to do. So the Bishrov explains that we see from here that hidur mitzvah is a part of the actual mitzvah. Meaning, if hidur mitzvah would be a mitzvah by itself, so then we would have to say that the only part of milah that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for is the actual milah. Any added mitzvahs that come along, you're not being mechal Shabbos. But if you say that hidur mitzvah is a part of it, becomes a part of the actual mitzvah, so then it's very understandable why you could do that on Shabbos, because the hidur mitzvah is now included in the mitzvah of milah, and which is leicha Shabbos. And the Brisker takes this even further, and he says, in actuality, that is the whole din of hidur mitzvah, meaning that the din of hidur mitzvah is to do only the din of hidur mitzvah is that your person is in something which is limited to the ma'isa mitzvah. Meaning, when a person does a ma'isa mitzvah, there's a din, you should do the mitzvah in the best possible way. That is the din of hidur mitzvah. Just to make the things that you do the mitzvah with nice, that's not the din of zekeli manvei. Now, this leads to a lot of questions. Number one, the Brisker Rebbe himself points out, from sukkah. You know, there's halacha that a person's supposed to put up noy sukkah to make the sukkah beautiful. Now, what is the mitzvah of sukkah? So, the mitzvah of sukkah is yeshiva sukkah, sitting in the sukkah. Now, this that you add decorations around your sukkah doesn't change your ma'isa yeshiva sukkah, this that you're sitting in the sukkah. So why is this a halacha of how is this included in the halacha of hidur mitzvah? Another question you could ask, a similar question, from Bikurim. You know, the halacha is that a person is supposed to bring the first fruits up to Yerushalayim and put it in a basket and give it to the kohen. And the Mishnah Bikurim says that there's an inyan of surrounding the basket with nice fruits. And the Rav explains, because hidur mitzvah. Now, what's the mitzvah of Bikurim? Giving the fruit over to the kohen. Now this that you put nice fruit around the basket didn't change that action. It's the same action. So why, according to the Brisker Rav, is this considered hidur mitzvah? One more question. The Brisker Rav also points this out. Others pointed out that these are the halacha of shofar not, have a nice shofar. Now, shofar not, what's the mitzvah of shofar? The mitzvah of shofar is to hear a kol shofar. What difference does it make how beautiful the shofar is to the mitzvah of shmias kol shofar? So some say that the pshat is that the shofar no doesn't mean a nice shofar. It means that you should get a shofar that has a good call. Okay. But what pashas the shofar no means you should get a nice shofar. So this is very shver with the Rav. If you just limit the din hidur mitzvah the way the Brisker Rav explains. So chayra, this would lead to say that hidur mitzvah is not just limited to the ma'isa asiyas and mitzvah. But rather, Zekeli Laveyu is a more of a general halacha, more of a general mitzvah. Meaning And that kilo aveyu is when a person does a mitzvah, he should do it in a way that would bring about the most kvod shemayim. And there's many different ways that you could do a mitzvah that could bring about the most kvod shemayim. One, let's say, like the Bishra wants to say, it's in the Maisa Asiyas a mitzvah, you should do it in the best way possible. Or if you do it in the Maisa Mitzvah, you should enhance the things that you're doing the mitzvah with. That all brings about the beauty of Hashem when you're doing it in the way that brings out what shows the most kishmak and your most enthusiasm in doing the mitzvah. And with this, we can understand, look, a few more halachas, another two halachas in Hiddur mitzvah. One,
How are you answering Mila with that?
What do you mean? Mila is still the Indian doing Mila. I'm still not arguing with the Briscoe that Hiddur mitzvah goes into the mitzvah, but I'm saying it's not the Briscoe is adding the kudah that the whole dinner Hiddur mitzvah is in the Maisa Asiyas mitzvah. That's what I'm saying, it's not just that. It's including it can be a more inclusive halacha. Now with that we can understand shofar, why is it need to have a nice shofar? Why is it need to have a nice? Why does it need to put a nice sukkah? Because that, you know, even though you're not actually enhancing your ma'aseh yeshiva sukkah, but the walls that you're using the mitzvah for, you made them more beautiful. That's a way of showing more of a chavivus of the mitzvah. And also with the last question, bikurim is also, even though you're not enhancing the ma'aseh mitzvah, but you're showing your chavivus of the mitzvah by adding nice fruit around the basket. And with this kalal, we can understand another two halachas that in Hiddur mitzvah. One, there's a shayla. Let's say someone buys an esrog that there's a machlokes of paskim about if it's kosher. Well, we paskim halacha. Let's say Shulchan Aruch paskim that it's kosher. But then he finds an esrog that's kosher even according to the shittas that we don't paskim like. Is one supposed to go buy that esrog? So Bir Halacha brings down from Rapima Gavdin that as Hiddur mitzvah, one should go buy that esrog that's yotzi even according to the shittas that we don't pass on. The question is, where's their Hiddur mitzvah? Where's any more beautification in the mitzvah by buying this esrog? In another halacha, we find in Erev in Pesachim that he's a din not to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. And the Rashi and the Rashbam explain that the reason is because that it's over there, you should eat matzah's mitzvah with the oven, you shouldn't Hiddur mitzvah. So Vaitu, we have the same question. Where is there any more of a Hiddur mitzvah of eating the matzah with more to the oven? Where there's no the maisa mitzvah, the beauty of the mitzvah, there's no, it wasn't added. So her with a few were saying, we could explain that this is all included in Zekhelev Aveil. Because Zekhelev Aveil isn't limited dafka to making a thing more beautiful. It's showing a way that you're showing Hashem, I'm trying to make your mitzvahs in the best possible way. Whether, like we said, with more chavivas, with more of a geshmak, when you're more involved physically, or when you're trying to show Hashem that I'm trying to make even the shittas that we don't pass in like, you're showing, all this could be included in Zekhel Aveil by showing Hashem that you're trying to do the mitzvah in the best possible life. So this, perhaps we can understand a very interesting machlokes. The Rama in Hilchos Sefer Torah in Simukuv Mem Zayin brings down that there's a halacha that you're supposed to buy a mantle for Sefer Torah, and al zekhel aveyu you should buy a very nice mantle. So the shaila was: let's say you have a piece of material, one side was shiurin, like silk, finer material, and one side was pishtan, a lesser finer material. So which side should you put the finer material on? Should it be towards the side that's the Sefer Torah, or should you put it towards the outside to the place where everyone could see? So the Rama brings a Mordechai and says that you should put it to the side of the Sefer Torah. And then he quotes the Beis Yosef of the Rama that Anu Loi Noyegim came. We're not Noyegim like this. And what's Pshat in the Smach like this? So the guy, in explaining the Shita of the Mordechai, he says, because the Mordechai has a raya from the Beis HaMikdash. The Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he put gold in the inside of the Heichal. So we see there's an Inyan of Hiddur Mitzvah even in a place where people don't see. And what's found in the Beis Yosef? The Goyen explains, because from there is not a raya. Beis Yosef held that inside the Heichal people saw. Occasionally people used to go in, the Kohen Gadol, the workers used to go in sometimes. So from there is not a raya. Because as long as people see him, and sometimes they didn't Hiddur Mitzvah, held the Beis Yosef. And says they're going to have for Karet, I have a raya that there's no din of hider mitzvah in a place that people can't see. What's the raya? He says I have two rayas. One raya is from the halacha of the Beis Hamikdash alayin. What's the raya from the Beis Hamikdash? He says there were parts in the Beis Hamikdash that were behind doors. The meaning when you open those doors, that the door covered the wall. And when you closed it, there was a people used to walk into the room, they opened the door and they closed it and they covered that part of the wall. And when you left the room, you closed it. So that part of the wall was never seen. And it says Shlomo HaMelech didn't put sit at those parts of the wall. He says, again, why not? Why didn't he make it beautiful? He said, must be, there's no din and hiddur mitzvah in a place people don't see. Another ayah that he says from the Yahalacha Sirta. Says, you know, when a person writes Kisvei Kodesh, he's supposed to scratch out straight lines and then write the Kisvei Kodesh, write the Divrei Torah. Why? I'm trying to explain, because it's the Indian of that Kedem Aveil, because that makes the Ksiva a nicer Ksav. But the halacha is that by Tefillin, there's no din of Sirta. Why not? He says, because people don't read it. And there's no din of Zakeinu Aleihu in a thing that people don't see. So from these two riots, they're going to pass that there's no din of the mitzvah in a place that people don't see. So Pashav Shat, we could say what's Pshat in this machlaikas, in the longest. You know, when you become it in a hadr, a chetzah shel mitzvah, what's the more important part of the mahadr chetzah shel mitzvah? Is it be mahadr, the chetzah shel mitzvah, that's actual chetzah mitzvah, people don't see? Or is it more important to be mahadr, a place that where people could see and it'll bring out the chavivas from what people see? So, with what we're saying, maybe we can add a little more dimension to this. That the Brisker Rav explained that the din hider mitzvah is in the maisa siyas mitzvah. I mean, he said there's no din hider mitzvah in like just to be mahadr or the chetzah shel mitzvah. So he says that he's an inyan of a hider mitzvah in the action. So maybe we could derive from that there's a point of hider mitzvah that doesn't have to do with what people see. It has to do with the fact between you and Hashem that you know you're showing Hashem how much you want to do the mitzvah. On the other hand, we find that there's an inyan of hider mitzvah that we showed from Bikurim and Sukkah. To know mahadr the chetzah shel mitzvah. So from there we could derive that there's an inyan hider mitzvah that bring out to the world and how beautiful it is to do mitzvahs, like we call like a ben adam lechaver type of thing. And you should show people how geshmak it is to do mitzvahs. So perhaps maybe we could explain that this you know maybe a pshat in this machlokes between the Mordechai and the Beis Yosef, that Mordechai held that you know you should focus more on the part that you on the point that you tried to show Hashem your beauty of the mitzvah, how much your chavivus is. But the Beis Yosef don't know the ikar part of you should focus on hider mitzvah is to you know for to show to bring out to the world that how the chavivus and the geshmak and the beauty of doing mitzvahs. So it's an interesting shaila that I saw that the Pesim handled. Then in Hilchas Chanukah, if you look in the Rishonim, it comes from the Ravid, that there's different levels on how levels of a nerd that you can light on you light the nearest Hanukkah on. Right? So I think that could be the number one is could be solar, kesef. So the shadow was so the place we discussed, is there any Indian to have a menorah that's pure silver over a menorah that's silver plated? They both look the same. They both look a menorah that looks beautifully silver. So is there an Indian to have a menorah that's pure silver or silver plated? That was a shadow. So I was thinking, I don't know, according to what we're saying, maybe we could explain the Tutsalim over here. If you go that there's an Indian hider mitzvah that you want to show Hashem how much you appreciate the mitzvahs and how much you're willing to give up for it, so maybe there's an Indian to bring out that you should do a mitzvah with a pure silver menorah, because even though nobody can tell the difference, I don't know if that's true, but let's say nobody can tell the difference, but even so, there's an Indian to show to HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much you're willing to give up and how much you enjoy doing the mitzvah. But if you say it's the main point of hider mitzvah is what showing to the world and how beautiful the mitzvah is, so maybe the takavino nafkamino if there be a silver plated menorah over a pure silver menorah. He wants to say that there's no difference. Okay, I don't know. I didn't look around too much. In the chayru clear another shal. You know the inyan of nice esrog boxes, like a nice silver esrog box. Is there any inyan of having a nice hider mitzvah to have a nice silver esrog box? So maybe one could say that if the Indian hider mitzvah is to show the world and how nice the mitzvah is, so maybe or even the other side that it's and it has to do with the to show Hashem, maybe there's Indian nice silver asterisk box. Well, there it's no shaykhis because the whole din of hider mitzvah, even if you want to say any of these tzadim, it's all being mahadir the mitzvah, the chetzes shem mitzvah that you're using to do the mitzvah. Yes, wait, it's the same as the silver asterisk box.
No, it's
a
dinner,
it's a tenor.
Yeah.
Why is it dinner of the kurim? What? Yeah, what? Yeah, it's a dinner of tenor, they put it in the basket, so it is dinner. So by saying, but in the. Right, so, but the dinner, but the. So they're saying, but the din of the esrog box is just a way of carrying it around. There's no din of. You could say that there's no din of real hider mitzvah in having a nice esrog box. But there's some that say, that there's a din of covenant mitzvah. There's a din of covenant mitzvah. Actually, the Brisk Rav says that Brisk Rav, when he's discussing a lot of his kashas on the shita that we brought out earlier, that there's a din of that the din of hider mitzvah is only on the seal of the mitzvah, not on the chafetz shal mitzvah to make it nice. So when he discusses this kasha from sukkah, he wants to say that perhaps that the answer for the mitzvah of sukkah is that it brings out the it's a cover also like this idea of cover a mitzvah or just not the din of zekelim of it. Okay, just a quick recap we came out that the din of the maskanas over here, at least that the din zekel aveu is like a general term to bring out the chavivas mitzvah, and that can include many different ifanims in a way that you could in the maisa siyas mitzvah, or whether it's including the bimahad the chavivas what you're doing the mitzvah with, or even if it's just showing that your extra enthusiasm, if you be enthusiastic in doing the mitzvah, that's also part of the matzah mitzvah tiyavin, and also just trying to show Hashem that you're trying to mekayim the mitzvah, even according to the most possible sheets, even according to the sheets that we don't pass along. Fine. Shkech. Yeah.